I'm sorry that Rabbi Marburger wasn't able to be here, and I feel a little bad that he's not here, because today's topic is going to be on the last sif in Choshen Mishpat. Now, of course, even though the Chabur is not finished Choshen Mishpat, but in a sense, the Chabur did actually do a lot of the sugyas of Choshen Mishpat, probably most of them that are Negei Lamaisa, and it would have been appropriate that Rav Marburger should have been here. However, he's not, and I'll try to fill his place. I also want to mention I was here a year ago, and I just wanted to let the Olam know that I was extremely impressed with the participation and the understanding. The Chabur didn't just pass through Choshen Mishpat. Chabur actually understands it, and it's something that you don't find really too many other places. Even Talmid HaChachamim, who have learned sugyas, but to be able to be coined in a way that you can apply it to real life and understand what questions that need to be asked, it shows on the Chabur and it shows on Rav Marburger the seriousness that the Ilm takes this limud. And my bracha is that you should continue to go mechoyel al choyel and be koino the entire Choshen Mishpat and kol ha'Torah kula. The iser that we have in the last sif in Shulchan Aruch is it's also for someone to put himself into a sakana. So machlokes is in the poiskim, if this iser is do'iraisa, if it's mid'o'iraisa, or it's just mid'rabbanon. The Lashon the Shulchan Aruch uses that you get Makas Mardis, and the Shulchan Aruch uses in Sif Ches that says Asru Rabbonon, and it goes on to list a couple of things and it says look in Yerideya for more of a lengthy list. Some Poskim want to take out from there that it's only Midrabbonon. You get Makas Mardis, it's Asru Rabbonon the Lashon. The Baragoyla, if you see in Ois, I think it's Ois Ayin, he brings down two terutzim from the Beis Yosef, which is by Cholov and by the Isar to eat Dogen after Basar. Over there, the Beis Yosef brings down if it's a Darabon, it's a Dairaisa. It would sound like that the Baragoyla understands that it'll be Tali. If it's Dairaisa and Darabon, it'll be Tali in the Machlaikis that the two terutzim the Beis Yosef brings. But the overwhelming majority of Poskim name on that it is Doiraisa. So we're not dealing with a small Isser, we're dealing with a Doiraisa. And if it's Doiraisa, that gives an extra seriousness to this Isser, and we're going to have to understand a lot of other things that we could have said. Oh, the Rabbanon said like this, the Rabbanon said like this. We're going to have to understand any heter that we have want to put himself into Sakana. We're going to have to understand how that is Mutter, and why that should be Mutter. The Noida B'Yehuda says, he's talking about a case where someone wants to go hunting, and he's asking if it's mutter, if it's not mutter. So the Noida B'Yehuda is not happy by Jew hunting overall, but then he says that not only is he not happy about it, but it's also usr. And it's important to point out a certain lashon that he uses. He says that when someone goes hunting, he puts himself into a sakana. And not just a sakana. He says someone has to put himself into sakonis gedolos in order to hunt. You're going into a forest. There are wild animals. You have to be careful to see what's going. A bear could come any second. You're holding a gun, but a gun could jam. You have to take precautions. If you put yourself into sakona gedola, the Noida B'Yehuda says that is usher to do medina. However, says the Noida B'Yehuda, if someone is looking to hunt to make money, he's looking to hunt to catch animals for the hide and to make leather, to sell it, that's mutter. And he brings a raya from the Gemara Bava Metzia. The Gemara Bava Metzia says that someone should be careful, it's even an usur, baltolin, not to pay his worker, because why does a worker climb on a tree or go on a high ladder or on a wall that he could fall? Elov Noisa is Nafshay, the Pasuk says. It's because he's doing it for his wages. So be careful and make sure that you pay it on time. Says the Noida B'Yehuda, so you see from here, someone is allowed to work in a dangerous situation in order to make money. So too, says the Noit Biyuda, one is allowed to go hunting if he's doing it for Parnasa. Now, we have to understand this. All the Yisurim Kala Tayir Kula is not Nidcha before Parnasa. I know people have that misconception. Ah, Fapunusa, everything's from Parnasa. You can do whatever you want, but of course this Chabur knows it's not like that. And we have to really understand that Noit Biyuda seems he brings up Pasik. Interestingly, the Igris Moshe also has a tshuva very similar. Someone asked the Igris Moshe, is one allowed to open up a, it sounds like, it's not clear, but it sounds like it was a, some sporting center that, some sport playing with ball, he says ball, balaz. I would really wish to know what it was, but it seems that his question was that there is some sort of sakana involved, and is he allowed to open such a thing? Echad mini kamei alofim could get that badly injured. That's what Shoyal said. One out of many thousands, I mean a small percentage, has this risk. I don't know what it was. I'm not sure what it was. I'm not sure which sport, what type of sport. Something zrikas kadurim, throwing balls. Maybe it was a batting cage or something that someone could get hit by a baseball. I'm not sure what it was. But it was something that there was a chance that someone could get injured. And he wanted to know if he could open up such a thing. So the Igris Moshe on his own, shtelsu the same gemar the Noit Biyuda, and he says, you see that for Parnasa, one is allowed to open himself up to a sakana. And zok the Igris Moshe, not only for yourself, but also the same thing would be if you could be misakin someone else. Because if it's not so, how could one someone hire a worker to climb on a tree? I mean, if the whole heter is only for the worker and not for the Baal HaBos, how could he hire the Baal HaElon, the owner of the tree, how could he hire the worker to climb on the tree? So you see that it's something that for Parnasa, when the person has Parnasa, it's not a problem. Exactly. This was bothering the Igris Moshe, and he doesn't address it. I'm not sure. The point he's raising is Pashit. What's the tzushtel? When I own a tree, I need the payers, so I need Parnasa. So maybe I'm allowed to have people risk their lives. For Shteitzach, says the Igris Moshe, it's only if he's aware of the risk and he's willing to accept it upon himself. But over here, in this case where he's opening up the sporting center, where let's say it was batting cages, so I'm having Parnasa, and the person coming to swing bats is not—he's not doing it for Parnasa. He's just doing it for recreation. I don't think we're talking about a professional player who has to practice, and he's doing it for Parnasa. Unless Igris Moshe doesn't address this, and I'm not sure, pshat. But perhaps he's talking about a place where there's only akum, and for this chashash sakona, there's no iser, and it's only a question of himself that if he could be misakin akum. I'm not sure. I don't know. Yeah, I don't know. It's a kasha. It's bothering me, and I don't know the pshat. I don't know pshat. If someone meets Reb Reuven or Reb David Feinstein, they could ask him pshat. What? No, we're talking about it where he's setting a situation where people could become a sukkah. I don't think he's throwing balls there. Okay, you're saying it's a grama. What are you saying? That the most it is a grama, that it should be grama? But of course it applies to you to be misakin an akum. To kill an akum, you can't kill an akum. What? Your own life in danger, right? Okay. So Reb Moshe is telling Sue, just like you can't be misakin, it's the same as just like you can't be misakin yourself, you can't be misakin someone else. He tells it too. Reb Moshe himself in the tshuva tells it too. He doesn't say a guy. That's what I'm trying. I don't know. There's an isra tzicha. You can't kill someone. That applies to a guy as well. And perhaps Reb Moshe is talking, you know. I didn't go into it, but in a chanami, it's something that has to be resolved. I'm not sure pshat. What? In a chanami, someone who kills himself could be. It is you learn that from Lord Sirtzach. Life in danger now. In a chanami, you talk to learn it out from. It's a good point that we do learn it out from a pasuk. Yisham lecha ishmor nafshecha ma'od or. Those who learn it's only a drabon, it's only a, they learn it's only an asmachta. If it's Dairaisa, then it's a drasha that we learned the pasuk. That literal translation of the pasuk is not referring to Dafka Niske Agof, but the Gemara in Brachas, Lamed Beis, and Shvuas, Lamed Vavis, Mashmad, it's even talking about Niske Hagof. And if you understand that it's Midairaisa, it's the drasha is referring to, there's a drasha that it refers to physical Nezek as well, not only Ruchnias. Say Nechami, it's a different Nesser. But what we do see from Ramosha, because Ramosha does words the whole tshuva and the whole shaila, it's talking about a situation where there's a sakona, chash sakona rochik tuva, a very small chance, and that was his case, one very small percentage, one out of many thousands will perhaps be injured. And he says another lashon alma the mutl is barnes afkeche ikik chash sakona loifin rochik. That's where he's matter. And at the end of the tshuva, he says, Shuv heruni the noida b'Yehuda v'naheni. That the noida b'Yehuda also says from this gemara, brings the right from this gemara v'naheni, and he has a not. It seems that he understood that the noida b'Yehuda as well, the heter of the noida b'Yehuda is the same heter as the way he understood it. That the noida b'Yehuda, when he's talking about when someone puts himself into sakonis gedoilois, it's also referring to something that is a very, very, very small percentage of people who actually get hurt, who actually do get, but it's still considered a sakana gedoila. Reading the Anoida B'Yehuda, I don't know if I would have said that so fast, that we're talking about a situation where it's a very, very minute percentage of people actually get injured or killed. He said sakonis gedoilas. Right, you know, unfortunately I came on time today. I was hoping I would come late and then I would say I have a great excuse. Yeah, I couldn't speed because I can't talk about Sakana and be a hypocrite and come and speed and to come early. But I came on time, so I couldn't use that line. But Enechanami, but we're going to try to be magdir, the what Sakana, what type, what Sakana, what's Italian, a little better. The truth is that there's a big heter in Sakana. You find in many places in Shas, many places all over. The heter is Shomer Pesayim Hashem. Gemara in Shabbos says that a person shouldn't be makis dam, shouldn't bloodlet on certain days when the certain mazolis, mazol of madim is in b'toikvoy, he shouldn't bloodlet because it's a Sakana. The Gemara says, however, on the Gemara on Friday, where many people are knowing, and it sounds like that was the minute that they used to do this procedure on Friday, Erev Shabbos, and Rashi explains the reason why they did it on Erev Shabbos was because on Erev Shabbos, that was right before the time, that was right before the Suda Shabbos. And when you do bloodlet, you have to eat a geshmak in the meal. So they used to wait dafka on Friday to do this procedure because they know on Shabbos they'll be able to eat a large Suda. I think it was Dafka Dogim that was very good for this procedure. I call upon him, the Gemara says the reason why they were able to do it was because Shemir Pesayim Hashem, Kim Shedoshu Bei Rabim, Shemir Pesayim Hashem. Hashem watches over them. It's mutter. It's not a problem. And in many places in the Gemara brings this expression, Shemir Pesayim Hashem. And the truth is, Ramosha says regarding smoking. People smoke. Okay, I'm not going to really talk about if you're allowed or I'm not going to say it because I don't know, maybe someone smoking in this room is a smoker in this room, and perhaps it wouldn't be appropriate to say Musar. But Moshe says it's not a problem because it sounds like he takes on he says that he names on that it's only a slight percentage of people who smoke actually do end up with serious conditions. And he was talking to a doctor. He says, you, that's what you do. All you see is sick people. So he seems to be everyone who smokes is a problem. But the truth is not like that. It's only a small percentage. And he goes, it's not so clear that even if you are a smoker, that it's going to hurt, affect you. And he goes on and he says, oh, and so Mimela, it's mutter. Shem Yipasayim Hashem. Kim Shidash Bei Rabin. Many people smoke. It's mutter. However, it's not so pasha to use this heter by smoking. The Tzitz Eliezer, he says, he doesn't understand. A few months after Moshe's tshuva came out, so he wrote the tshuva and said that he can't understand how you could shteltzu shem b'sayi Hashem to smoking. He says that Shomim B'Shoim Hashem, what does it mean? What it means is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't, is not mazik a rabbin. When Doshu Bei Rabbim, when many people are doing something b'sakana, so either HaKadosh Baruch Hu will protect the rabbin, meaning even though naturally it is something that's a sakana, but since people are not careful, so you have the schus rabbin that will protect you. There's a tshuvas tzers tzi that says azasvar, or it's a raya that you see that so many people do it, that it's not such a sakana. It's not a sakana. It's a proof. It's a hoichacha that it's not a sakana. Smoking, he says, there's clear rayas that it affects people. There's poison in it. There's ra'al in smoking. So even if you want to say dasha bei rabim, you will not have the heter of Shem B'Shoim Hashem, because we know for a fact that it does hurt a person and does damage a person. And it's only because many people are doing that, it will not be mutter to smoke. As I zakt, the tzitzel yezer. That's how he paskev. And the truth is, Shem B'Shoim Hashem, it's a heter, it's easy to use, let's say speeding on a highway, many people do it. But it's not poshet. Shem B'Shoim Hashem, there's many different shitas that hold when it applies. The Trumas Hadashin declares, maybe perhaps you only say it when we're not aware of it. When we are aware of the sakana, we are aware of the risks, we don't apply it. It's only when we're pesi, kipshute, we're foolish, we don't understand, we don't know the risks, and we enter into the risk. That's when we say that it's mutter. It's not clear how we paskin. Some say, the Baron Moshe goes like that, it's a radach like that, that we only say Shem B'Shoim Hashem, la halacha, we will only apply it when something that we'll rely on it only when it's a dvar mitzvah. That's when we're going to apply it. The Chidah says that across the board, we don't apply Shem B'Shoim Hashem, something that we don't find in Chazal. We can't do it. We don't have the koyach. We're not great enough to do it. Chazal, we're able to know when we apply Shem B'Shoim Hashem. We are not great enough. So even though we will find on a halacha Shem B'Shoim Hashem, the Chidah and some others, they name on that we cannot do it unless you find it in the Gedolei Rishonim. We can't do it on our own. So if you go like that, then, you know, which Moshe obviously did not, but it's definitely not a Pashat HaHeter. Definitely not a Pashat HaHeter. But Ramosha does seem to be moderate, only Bitsirif, that he understood that the risk of smoking is not such a, it's not clear if it's such a great risk to everyone involved. And it's similar to the way he understands his Heter for Parnasa. He says it's very, very small risk, Chshash Rochuk, that's where he says it's mutter. But the Noida Behuda, I'm not so happy to say that Noida Behuda was going along these lines, that the risk we're talking about is very small in Chshash Rochuk. He does say that a person has to be Nachas Atzim Sakonis Gedolos. It would seem that the Noida Behuda understood from the Gemara that there's some sort of heter. He comes from the Gemara. It's a pasuk, Elov Noiseis Nafshei, that there's some sort of heter for Machmas Parnosa, to be Machmas Atzmoi, into a something that's not considered such a Chshash Rochuk, something that's a considerable risk. And to understand this, perhaps we have to examine what this Isser is a little bit closer. Poshut, you learn, the Isser of to be machnet v'nishmarta moid l'nafshay seichem u'risham l'cha es nafshecha ma'oid. That's an Isser like any other Isser in Kala Toyer Kula. It's an Isser. You can't be Mechal Shabbos. You can't eat tarfus. It's an Isser. You also can't be machnes atzmecha into a sakon. However, if that's the case, one could really question, what's this Isser doing in Choshen Mishpat? It should belong in Yeridea, like the Shulchan Aruch itself is Mitzayin, look in Yeridea. What in the world is this doing here? When we learn Yeridea, we'll figure out what type of things we're allowed to do and what we're not allowed to do. Okay, so it's not so shver, agav, Micah, so it throws in also these halachas. But truth be told, that this Isser is not, according to many poskim, it's not like other Yisurim, like Chilul Shabbos. The Shulchan Aruch HaRav says that it's in Nizkei Guf V'Nefesh, Sif Dalet, he writes there, Osir lahakis es chaveri, it's osir to hit a friend, Even if he gives you permission, he says, please, give me a slap. I deserve a slap. Please give me a slap. He says, why? You cannot listen to him. Why? A person has no ownership over himself in regard to these things. He cannot give you permission to hurt him. He's not himself. He doesn't want, people wondering, who am I? Well, actually, it's a very good question. You don't belong to yourself. You don't have rishus. And really, his mekor is really from the Gemara Bava Kama, which says that it's a isalach lichboilas atzmoi. It's also to damage yourself, to cut off your finger, or to do a procedure. That's why there's shaylas. Many shaylas that Jews handle, they deal with. Is someone allowed to do a surgery, a procedure, for cosmetic purposes only? Is that mutter or not? You are actually being chayvel ba'atzmai. So there are terim. Correct. The tzair is nafshay. Correct. Exactly. Even to diet. That's what really the Gemara is dealing with. It's a nazir is nikra chayta because he's tzir atzmai min ayayin. Doesn't drink wine. Even not to drink wine is considered a tzar enough to be considered a chayta. And to diet for not for health purposes, just to be mitzari nafshay, most probably will be asr. But if it's for a beneficial purpose, that should be mutter. Furthermore, and the chanami, if it's not for tshuva, it's just because you want to be one of the boys and you couldn't care less about it, it's probably will be asr. It's another aver to add to the list. But it's probably a minig, so it's a minig yisrael. Probably be mutter. It's a minig. These are advas. The Dvaz in Perek Yud Ches in Sanhedrin, the Rambam says that someone who pulls into Bezin and says, excuse me, Dayanam, I just want to notify you that I deserve Malkus, and please hit me. Haydoz Baldin, if I would come in and I would admit I owe Ruvain $100, you would force me to pay him. So, two, please give me some patch. I want a kapora, please give me Malkus. This is on my head, please give me Malkus. What? I'm saying over a Rambam. I won't be possible. But to give him Malkus, why not? He deserves Malkus. If I say I killed someone and I want to get killed, so the Rambam says we don't believe him because maybe he's one of these depressed people, Mori Nafish, that want to kill themselves. But says the Ramban, Belamaisa makes no difference. Haklal shehu gzeris hamelech. It's gzeris hakasev. We don't punish someone al pi atzmai. The Radvaz says that even though he agrees to the Rambam that it is gzeris hamelech, it's gzeris hakasev, but he wants to give a reason to it. Ksas tam lezeh. He says that a person doesn't own himself. He's not in his bailas. He doesn't own himself. So when he's meyed on himself, Ein Adam can't be made al atzmo. He can't be made on someone else. Bishloima for money he owns. You own your money. You have greater rishus and bailus on your money than on your guf. So on your money, Hidois Baldin Kamei Eidim Dami. That, of course, that the Bezin will pull out the 100,000 and make him give it back to the person he stole from. However, on his guf, to give him Malkus or to give him Misa, he's not Nemon at all. So what do we see from here? That the iser of putting yourself into sakono or to be choyvel ba'atzmoy, it's not just an iser like Chilul Shabbos. The iser stems from that you are not in control of yourself. HaKadosh Baruch Hu owns you. You cannot damage property that belongs to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You cannot be misakin property that belongs to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Aruch Chaim, on the Pasuk in She'ela, Mishpatim, he asks the Kashat. The Pasuk says that if someone borrows something and is Ba'al of Imoy, and the owner of the object does something for him or helps him out, B'shasta She'ela, you're going to be Potter. Frektar Chaim HaKadosh, every person who lives in this world, how is he ever going to be punished in Olam Haba? Why is that? He says, because the Pasuk says, Yisham alecha es nafshecha, a person is mechuyev shmira on himself, or his neshama. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu is constantly helping him out. We can't breathe without HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So every person, even though he does considerable damage to his neshama, should always be able to patter himself by claiming that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Baal of Imai. Now, this is not a joke. He asks us for a kasha. It's not Diri Agata. He even spars a halacha based on his kasha. His first teretz is, just to throw out his first teretz, he says that his first teretz, that you're allowed to be, make a tanai, you're allowed to make a condition that you can borrow with, but you can't have any p'tur of Baal of Imai. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu also, in the Torah, makes a tanai that you can't be potter of Baal of Imai. But his second teretz, he says, is that even if there's a p'tur of Baal of Imai, when you borrow something, however, there's still a chiv latzis de shemayim. And in Shemayim, we're dealing with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu could still give you an einish, even though you borrowed something b'bal of ima, your neshama, HaKadosh Baruch Hu lent you your neshama or your guf, and you won't have the p'tur of b'bal of ima, because in Shemayim, you'll be chayv, just like even over here, Medina Shemayim, you'll be chayv on b'bal of ima. Big chiddush. Again, we see that a person is not in control of himself, but more so, the Aruch Chaim is magdir that a person on his guf is a borrower. He's borrowing, or perhaps he's a shei mesacha, but he's borrowing his guf to use in Olam Hazeh. He has a tafkit. I mean, it's pashut misvara. A person, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, gives someone a guf, he gives someone a neshama, and he has a tafkit to do. He has to do something with his life. We know that when someone borrows something, I borrow an object and to use, and I use it and it breaks, I'm going to be potter. Even though I'm chayv, I'm oinsim, but I'm going to be potter if it gets damaged with my use. That's called meisamachas malacha. If I lend something to you and you're doing what you're supposed to do with it, and I used it up, you will be potter, you won't have to pay back. So too, a person, his tafkid in oil mahazeh is what? Is to be Oved Hashem. Part of Avodas Hashem is to be Oved Hashem in a situation where B'zeyas HaPecha Toich HaLach. After the Chet of Adam HaRishon, part of the Avodas Hashem is that even though we are struggling for Parnas and we have to go out and make a living, but Avol Pi Kein still have, keep in focus the Bitachon, to keep in focus our Ruchnias. That's the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu made this world. And we're supposed to be making a living. We're supposed to be struggling to make parnasa. In a situation where a person finds himself that he can't make parnasa, it's very difficult for him. His only brayer that he has, like the Noyid B'Yud said, is to be misakin atzmoy. The Pasuk says, yes, that's something that is within the rights of a person to do. Elevu noisa is nafshay. It's not stama isra, that like Shabbos. It's something that you have a tachlis here, you have you walking around with property of a Kaddish Baruch Hu, and you have to use it in the right way. If the Pasuk says this is a way that you could use your guf and your neshama with, so then there's no isra at all. That is something that's part of the tachlis of a Kaddish Baruch Hu gave you guf. That yes, to be in that mokim sakana, and the Noyid B'Yud says that in this situation, Chazal were even misakin a special tefillah. Someone was holding drachim and he's a makim sakana. Chazal were even misakin certain special tefillahs that a person should say. Where we find sakanta chamir misur is, let's say, where we find, eating fish after meat, where there's a chshash sakono. So with here, we have to be choshish for shittas that laved after we could be mekel, because we have to be choshish perhaps it's a sakono. But this is more like a general outlook, hashkofa, that the Torah says, yes, that you're allowed to. In a case, of course, if you eat fish after meat, you're using the HaKadosh Baruch Hu's property in a way that you have no rishas to do. So of course it's more chomer.
According to this, a person should have to choose profession, has no risk, no.
Right, it's very important. Absolutely, it's very important when someone goes out and tries to and is looking for He's going to school and he wants to see what he's going to become. We're trying to decide on a profession. He shouldn't become a stuntsman. Usually when you read up on the stunts people do, it usually says how they died. That means it's something that most probably you shouldn't do. Now, could you become a firefighter?
The construction worker
also should be able to do that. Absolutely. You know, the Chavis of Avos really talks about how a person choosing a profession, he should choose a profession that's light and easy and that he enjoys. But really, he says a person knows, and it's true, a person knows what's something that he's made for. You know, there's some sort of inner voice that tells a person. Now, there are people who leave professions because they're not happy there. It's because they're not made for it, they're not built for it. You have to listen to the HaKadosh Baruch Hu's voice and say what you should be doing. In Echanami, like we all know, it's a hashkacha. What you should be doing, and it's definitely all hashkacha, and how you end up doing what you're doing for a living, is definitely a hashkacha. And if the hashkacha leads you to a way that the only parnasa you're going to get is doing a makim sakana, a marshal, you're out of a job, and the only job you find is to fly around the country. Now, of course, no one enjoys flying, but flying has certain risks. How big is the risk? Probably minute, probably less than driving in a car, statistically. However, with this understanding, the iser of doing something a sakana, his lav dafka depend on statistics. It really depends on what people consider risky. The person walking on a tightrope across Niagara Falls, he'll tell you statistically he has less risk than driving in a car for a year. But of course, you shouldn't be doing that. Why? Because it's something that people will think you're out of your mind you do. It's something that I'm not made to do this. It's something that everyone understands themselves that this is something that you shouldn't do unless you're crazy. Something like that, you definitely should stay away. Even something that's not so risky like walking on a tightrope. Becoming a police officer, for example, right? A police officer, there are risks involved. They're dealing with criminals who are armed many times, and every day, I don't know if it's every day, every other day, there's a cop killed in America. It's something that you're opening yourself to a risk. But is it something that people consider crazy? I don't know. It's every situation depends really on itself. You have to look at, of course, statistics play a role, but it really depends more on how we view it than.
Do we look at any tahelis of your job? Like just working from the rope, also there is not really tahelis. With policemen, you help the society.
Okay, that's a different cheshbon. You bring up another point. A person should choose his profession by how beneficial it is. Of course, but I'm just focusing on this aspect of if someone who feels that he's a big Baal Chesed, and he, by nature, he has to be involved in helping people. And by nature, he has to be an Hatzol. Not only Hatzol, but he has to be in a special unit that run into burning buildings. Because by nature, he has to do it. So if he feels that's what he has to do, well, it's really the next part of the Chabur probably we're not going to be saying, that the Chiev of being Machnes Atzmoy, is there a Chiev to put yourself into danger to help a fellow Yid? Is it Mutter? Is it Aser? Is it a Chiev? That we're going to leave for a different time. That again? That's really based on the way I was saying it. Meaning, if we're going to understand that the pshat in this heter for parnasa is going to be tolian because that's your tafkin in your life. It's based on because that's part of what you have to do, part of your job. And it's really totally in understanding of people as a whole, what's considered something that's risky and something not considered risky. HaKadosh Baruch Hu puts you in the world, and he understands that most people follow the crowd. You follow the machshav of a people. What? Yeah, I've seen it. Today, it's not free. But the Heintegar, Magdal, Pidus, Noida, Biyuda, many say it like this. It's a contemporary who understands just from the Noida, Biyuda without the understanding of Noida. They just understand the Noida, Biyuda like this. But I don't think it's Mukach, but it's... Yeah, there are rites like that. There are many rites like that, but not in this Inyan, but the Gabi Sekhanas, the Fosh, the Gabi Shabbos, and different Inyanim, they bring rites that this is true. You find other places like this, but we're not getting into that now. just want to close off over here that, you know, learning, going through Choshen Mishpat, so we start off with, you know, we start off with Hilchas Eidos, it goes Hilchas Dayonis, you go through many different subjects, Nezikin. First you learn that there's such a thing as authority out there. You learn there that there's such a thing as another person that you have to deal with. There's Shomrim, there's different Chiyuvim that you have. The last halacha, the last sif in Shulchan Aruch is about yourself. That even yourself you don't own. Even yourself you don't own. That is probably perhaps the most important or the highest level of recognition that a person could have. That he's in this world to be Oved Hashem, and that's it. He has nothing on his own. He has zero. He's working with borrowed property, his neshama and his guf. And if we go with that, there's the possibilities are endless. Thank you, everybody.